Well, I'm just finishing up in Tynemouth now, getting ready to head back towards Newcastle for the next leg of torch bearing. The great thing about Tynemouth here today was that there were so many school children out, and they really are so excited about seeing the torch. I mean, the adults and the families, they're quite, you know, they're quite cheery. They're applauding as the torch bearer comes past, but it's the school kids who really go for it, you know, screaming, cheering, waving flags and banners. The kids at the King's School in Tynemouth had each made an Olympic torch of their own, and they had red, orange and yellow flames all along the route, complete with their gold perforated foil all wrapped around the outside. And that was a real highlight for me, to see their looks on their faces as they saw the torch bearer go past. As well, the torch bearers themselves are really friendly. I managed to blag my way onto the bus of torch bearers, which I don't think I'm really supposed to be on there, but they were all really welcoming and told me a couple of their stories, and just loads of really good atmosphere and banter on that bus. I bet they've had a whale of a time going round and about today. I'm kind of feeling a little bit tired now. I've been chasing torchbearers down the street and running in and about out the crowds, trying to avoid bumping into other members of the press and trampling on dogs and grannies along the way. But I need to find some energy from somewhere, because it's onwards and upwards to Newcastle now. There's big celebrations in Newcastle tonight, and I'm really looking forward to doing the pedestrianised sections of the route around the Monument and Grey Street and those kind of areas, because I reckon people who finished work will be heading down into the city to see the torch come through. And that will probably be a whole different atmosphere again. So every place you go, it's a bit different. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what Newcastle's got to offer.